Welcome to Sunday Painter. I'm your host Jackson, and I'll be giving you a step-by-step guide on how to make your very own work of art. I'm in Italy at the moment, and it can't be denied that Italy has been the home to some of the most famous artists of all time. Raphael, Donatello, Michelangelo, and Leonardo, to name a few. In more recent centuries, Italy was home to the influential Arte Povera movement. In the late 1960s and early 1970s, a time of major technological shift in the art world, the Italian artists of this movement advocated for a return to everyday materials, such as mirrors and rags. Another thing Italy is known for is its amazing pasta. Tubes, spirals, and seashells. The sky's the limit when you're working with this everyday material. This week, we're gonna make a macaroni collage. Here's what you'll need. A variety of dry pastas, superglue, and a wooden board or canvas. Step 1. Open your pasta bags and mix all the shapes together. Step 2. Lay your backing board or canvas down on the ground and begin placing bits of pasta on it. If you just use dry spaghetti, you're technically following the rules, but I think we both know that's a bit weak sauce. We want to try to get this surface as fully covered as possible. That's why it is important to have a lot of different types of pasta. To get an idea of what I'm talking about, look up Mike Kelly's Memory Rare series, in which he packed beads and marbles into tight configurations. Step 3. Once you've got your pasta pieces tightly packed and covering the backing board, begin gluing them down. If you're using a wooden backing board, it might be worth painting it or using a sealed wood, so it doesn't begin to curve from the moisture. Step 4. Once you are finishing gluing all the pasta down, peel the glue off your fingertips. Now this is my favorite part. It's like I have a skin condition. Good work. You've made a macaroni collage. Invite all your friends around to the opening, and maybe dinner later. I've got to be going now. The Parmesan is calling my name. See you later.